First of all, yeshkoyach for everybody coming. I think I can speak for myself, Rabbi Steiner, and Baruch. People think we're here to, what, to machazik. It's a chizik for us. I don't know who gets more than the other. It's certainly a chizik people that I do recognize, I don't recognize, but we're all coming from the same moker, Yeshivas Nei Yisrael. I just wanted to start off. The Rambam, beginning, if you look at the Rambam, the Keser, and beginning to meet him myself, and the Rambam says that we go to him talking about the mitzvahs that he's going to talk about. He says, the mitzvah that counts for Shibishuas. That's the mitzvah for Yerushalayim, which is a problem. What happened to the days? The Keser, the Rambam is very Menduik, which exactly what he's going to talk about. What are the mitzvahs? Later, you look in the Yad, in Perikzayin Alocha Chabbeis, Ram says there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, and there's a mitzvah to count the days. So he doesn't say he says other favors. So why in the Keser does he make it clear? There's weeks and there's days. So could be the pshat the Rambam is the Rambam Lashitoso. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Chinuch brings it on himself, that the Rambam sheet is that it's not the pshat. There's two separate mitzvahs, the days, the weeks. Rather, there's two halakim to one mitzvah. Araya, the Rambam says, why do we make two brachas? Bracha in the days, bracha in the weeks. Araya, otherwise it's mukach, it's two halakim to the same mitzvah. So, kumbi, that's what the Rambam's saying. If you look at the Rambam's lashon in the Yad when he says it, in the Keser, the mitzvah count the weeks. In the Yad, he says, the mitzvah count the weeks, and the mitzvah to count chamishim yom im hashuos. Funny lashon, saying, there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, mitzvah to count the days. Once he's saying, count the weeks, and im hashuas count the days. Maybe that's where the Rambam gets this from. Maybe the Rambam is saying, he's touching off the two halakim. The ikar is the shuas. Rambam is saying, that's what he says in the Keser. The yomim is im. It's more like a tofel to help keep the cheshvet. It's 3, 4, I get the 7, oh, no, it's another week, it's another week. The ikh of the Rambam saying is the weeks. Maybe a Ryan, the Rosh, the end of our Pesachim. The Rosh says, three times in the Torah we found a round-off number. Malchus Arboim, 39. Shivim Nefesh Mitzrayim, not the Karashi Insaita, the Chorot is 69, a rounded-off number. Third one, the Rambam says, Sfiras Aimer. Sfiras Aimer, the Torah says, Chamishim Yom, and we count 49. How do we know that's the pshat? The Rosh says, maybe Staka means 15. He said, because there's only Shiva Shuas. It's Mu'chak, it can mean 50 days. It's a rounded off number. What's the Rosh's Raya? Maybe it means 7 weeks and 50 days. Because it's 7 weeks, it's Mu'chak, the days cannot mean 50. That's right. He must have understood that the Iker is the Shuas. The Chag of Shuas, the Iker is the Shuas. It's mocha because of the shuas. It can be 50 days. Must be, it's a rounded off number. That can't be the exact shear. But the Rambam brings a raya. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs that it's mocha cannot be two separate mitzvahs. Why? He says, well, why don't we make two brachas? On the days, the weeks. It's a raya that it's one mitzvah, two halakim, the one. The Ben Yeruchim sheet, he's coming up with the Ben Yeruchim. And Rucham says there's two separate mitzvahs. I, the kasha from the brachas, so he's Ibavarin's the kasha. And Rucham says it's not two separate mitzvahs. His mana mikdish, they made two separate brachas. His mana zeh, he says the shuas are totally on the karmonas. Brachas are Shabbos, count the shuas. The days are the raisa. So he says to make a separate bracha now, his mana zeh, so his mana mikdish. Zeich leMikdash. There's no brach. We don't make brachas on Zeich leMikdash. That's what he says. Says Mavari, the Rambam's problem. Take days are the raisa, make the brach of the weeks of Zeich leMikdash. There's no brach on Zeich leMikdash. He brings a raya. A raya, he says, you see by a rava, the one brach, and the one sukkah says, a rava, that parsha of Zeich, he says, you see my rava, we don't make a brach. A rava is Zeich leMikdash. There's no bracha. The pal. Two kashas on the Ben Yeruchim. Number one, I think Christ is pumped for the Gemara. If you look at the one Mem Dalet in Sukkah, the Gemara says, Machlekes. Or rather, is it Yisai Nevi'im or Mini Nevi'im? So what's an afkamina? You make a bracha. If it's Yisai Nevi'im, like that man the Amr, you make a bracha. If it's Mini, you don't make a bracha. Rashi explains, what's the chilek? Yisai Nevi'im means they made a takana. Taken a rava zeichel and mingdash. So, make a bracha. Like any drabbanan, make a bracha near his Hanukkah, it's Ivanu because of my saucer. But if it's a mini, Rashi says, what in order to explain it, so why do you see you don't make a bracha? You don't like that man the Amar. It's a mini, you don't make a bracha. So Rashi teaches because it's only a mini, and he goes on, the Chumra said, it's a good idea. Let's just do it. Do it, but there's no tzivui. Now, maybe you can't say, Vitzivanu, there's no bracha. So maybe it was a pillar. Well, punk back here, the Gemara seems to be saying, if it was a takkona, make a bracha. Because that sheet also it's a minig, because there's no vitzivanu on that. So then what's the raya? Tzivu, there's a zeichel, there's a tzivu to count the days, the weeks too. No, zeichel, because we don't make brachas. A raya from that Gemara. Because it's a minig, that's why. Number two is a pellet lulav. Mara says in Sukkah that in Medina Yamarish, Kalkum Yamarishan, in Mikdash it's 7 days. Zeich and Mikdash we take lulav every day. You make a bracha, nobody argues in that. So you say, if I can, right? A Zeich and Mikdash, we do make a bracha. What's the Beinu Rochum say? Like this. They ask on the Rambam Shita, the famous Rambam, the Rambam being Hilchas Mamrin. The Rambam says, there are three times a person ever lays saucer. Zera, Takona, and a Minig. Zera, we understand. Okay? Don't do this because you may come to Minichshon and Deraisa. If you have to lay saucer, a Takona. The Chum was like in the Neiris Chanukah. You don't take the Neiris Chanukah, you have to lay saucer. There's a third category called a Minig. It's a Minig. And all the same, you're able to lay saucer for only these three. Before we mazmin the Rambam, correct the Rizkarov and the Rambam, how do you learn anything more in Sukkah then? Rashi says the only reason you don't make a brach on the Minig, because there's no way saucer. You can't say the Tzivanu. Correct the Rizkarov, like Cheetah's the Rambam, there is a way saucer. So how do you make a brach? How do you really more in Sukkah? So the Rizkarov says a pshat. It's something like this. Let's understand that. What's posh a pshat in the Rambam? There's a Gzeira, a Takana, and a Minig. There we understand. The kind of we understand. What is a minig? What's a minig? Because 15 Jews start doing something, it becomes a minig. What do the Chum say? Do the Chum tell us, do it or not do it? And it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to do. Why am I really saucer? Elder what? The Chum said, do it. We want to instill now a new minig in Klai Yisrael. Do this. And then it's a takana. It's right. It's the same thing. Problems are breaking into three different categories. Exactly, we understand. So, Takana, we understand. Where does Minig fit in? If they didn't say do it, why am I really saucer? It's a nice thing to do, very nice. If I didn't disobey the Chum, why am I really saucer? If they gave me a tzivu to do it, then it's a Takana. What's an Afkamina? A Minig or a Takana? So, maybe the Pshat the Rambam is like this. There's a famous Nesivus. Nesivus says, you do an aveir, you don't have to do tshuva. What's the hazard? So the chreinim of mazver, shim and rovachon, the mazver, the sivitz, then every chel, let's say, the right stick did. There's two chalak and two chel. The shvokah says, don't be machal on Shabbos. Don't eat treif. I don't listen. I'm a myri, can I get a kosh baruch? There's another element, the atzam chel is paikim in the neshama. So if a myri is in the right of a mazin, double avlo. I was a myrid, and the etzam chad is paikim, you gotta do tshuva. There's two halakim to the tshuva. If a myrid was shaggy, I wasn't a myrid, but the chad was there. It's paikim in the tshuva, you gotta do a tshuva. Do the chachamim have such a kayach? Can the chacham make him, this mitzvah right? I'm on a rabbonic level. Can the chacham do it? Do they have that power? So, their minds, but that's what the pshat in the sivas. The sivas obviously understood, they don't have the kayach to do it. It seems to flat across the room. You do it, I want to be sure there's no tshuva. Why? You know, like saucers, I'm a myrid. I wasn't a myrid, I was a shaggy. I did add some chepping by him. The chum don't have the kayak to do it. So it seems that you're even a shaggy. no reason to have to do tshuva. There's some mechtanias on him. If you can, if you have to mach, we have somebody. Why is he doing this or rambanan? Don't say nothing to him. Didn't do nothing wrong. He's not a myrid. There should be no inyan to give him to, oh, you're about to eat something else, sir. No reason to do it. Rabbi Tzuchachonim brings right, they say, get, you see, not like the Nesivas. But you see, from the Nesivas, this, you say, the Chum don't have a clear to make them a Tzivas or Rav. But so Chonim is right, and Taisin Gid and Davav, but in Tamzayin, Taisin says, they have a cloud of Bambish al Tzadikim. The Bajan protects that the payment of the Tzadik, Kavachim with the Tzadik himself. Taisin brings a Raya as a Kasha. The Marim songs, they remember the story, one of them was Nichshon, and he ate before Abdullah. But Taisin says, I, which Baruch protects the Tzadik, Taisin says, that's not a problem, because there's nothing wrong with the Maichel. Nothing wrong with the food. It's Israel's man. Can't eat before Abdullah. There's nothing wrong with the food. So if it's a Chonatayin, it's like the Nesivas, they just said better. Then it's a Jambonim. If your point is, if there's nothing, there's no Pagam in the Eichel itself. Okay? So even if it be a Deraisa. But why come on to, because there's no, say it's a Jambonim. Let's say you have a boss of a call of Jambonim. A Chomet's Jambonim. Taisa's mashma, the cloud would apply. Like the Nesivas, the holy side of Taisa says there's nothing, Shmarco doesn't protect the Tzadik if it's not being Pagim. No, we don't want to be Pagim. Why does Taisa say, no, it's an Israel, I say better. Say, I'm those that are Bonan, Mamela, there's no Pagam in the Oichol. Elabwad, he brings a Raya, you see from Taisa and Gid, not like the Nesivas. Right? So the Achrayim we're taking it is either this, like the Nesivas, they can never do it, and like Taisa's, that's every drop on them. Bones like a derisa. In that sense, that they can make them a tzisara. So maybe the pshat the Rambam is, we ask, what's going between a minig and a takkana? If the Chum didn't say, do it, then why am I a black saucer? If they say, do it, every minig is a takkana. There's not three categories. Maybe the Rambam's being machadish, the Rambam was that this takka, the Chum, have the they wanted to do it. They have the guy to do it. For some reason, you have to know where and when, the Chama sometimes instituted that kayak, they created a Matzias Harav. The other time, they didn't want to give it that same Chaimer, do it. Chama Mitzav is to do it, we have to do it, like saucer. But they didn't make them Matzias Harav. The same way we're talking by Averis, by Mitzvah still. You sit in the Sukkah, Tillah, Lulav. It's not the Pshat, these are Hechatim, just listen to Baruch Shalom. There's a Matzias of Tayyib, every Mitzvah, has its own mitzvahs and every has its own kayak to it. When the Rambam says a takana the minig, Neiris Chanukah is the pshat. The Chama said there's a takana like Neiris Chanukah. There's a mitzvahs and that kayak of Neiris Chanukah. That one level. A minig, the Rambam saying, why is it tzivoy? It is not tzivoy. Why am I really saucer? But it's a darker lore. Minig is do it. The mechayim is to do it, but they didn't create the hamburger if they want. But for some reason they chose, they didn't want to give it to Chaimer. It's a minig. It's a chivle saucer. But they didn't institute that mitzias of type in it. So there's two types of drama. Drama of Mikhail, they have a kayak, yeah, but not always did the Chum use that kayak. In game, maybe the answer to Miskarov's kashim, the Ram sing a chiddish. Rashi Lam chanting Martin Sukkah, if you hold that rob is minig Nevi'im, there's no bracha. There's no tzivoy. The Rambam, there is a tzivoy. The Rambam holds, but in dini brachas, when we make a nusach of bracha, amatilas lulav, leisha matzuka, anochas filet, the nusach of the brachas, the pshat, that's teaching of this mitzias. That's what this is. It's anochas filet, yeshiva suka, tilas lulav. The bracha is saying, this is what this action requires. This is the definition of this maisa. It has a kayach, the tila sulav, yeshiva sukkah. The Gemara and sukkah is being machad, it's not the Rashi learning. They said they got rava. Not a really saucer. But the Rambam learned that being machad of its own nusach abracha on the tila's arava, they didn't make that mitzias. Some mitzias about tila's arava. Do it zeichel and mignish. Do it zeichel and mignish. But the other ones, you say Nevi'im Zepshat, they made a mitzias of type at it. That's the machalikis of the Gemara. But if you hold it's minig Nevi'im, do it. But they didn't make that new mitzias of type to it. That's the machayev of bracha. That could be the pshat in the Rambam. So going back, just, I just want to bring one raya. It's late, this is my one raya. This musig of the two types of rabbonets, maybe if it's very good, the Rambam was shitaso. If you look at the Rambam Chometz HaMatzah, the Rambam's on the Erev Pesach, and he says, there's 4 hours in today, mutter, eat chometz, comes the fifth hour, osr machila, mutter vano. Chomri geyser atzu yonamun, it might be cloudy, they don't have watches, clocks like we do, so you might confuse the fifth hour, osr machila, mutter vano. The sixth hour, osr machila, uvano. Then, that's, I think, aloha ches, aloha yud, the Rambam says, if you eat matzah during the fifth hour, osr needed, oh, he says, in it. If you eat it during the sixth hour, you're like our boy. Mak is maris. I think you see two chidush from this Rambam. What's he saying? If I eat matzah chometz during the fifth hour, which is only osr b'chila, not b'no, because of osr, you need it. If you eat in the sixth hour, which is osr b'chila u'b'no, you get Marcus Martis. What's the chomet? They're both good. They didn't make an Israel, no. But it's awesome. You cannot eat the chomets during the fifth hour. I think two kiddush in this Rambam. Number one, could be, it's this Lashitas, it's what they were saying. The Rambam holds that there's two dinim and they're abundant. They have, because when they want to create them at Tzitzarab, that time, they didn't make that. They didn't make it so strong. The fifth hour, that's not to meet the chomets mamish. It's still mutter vana. Don't eat it. Zero to yam emuna. They didn't give it a din of chometz, like a regular chometz. Comes the sixth hour. Osru bechilo vana. It's a chometz. It's a chometz drabonan. There's a mitzvah. It's a drabonan deglavo. But I think you see another chiddush. What? So why chay makas martis? Even the fifth hour. They didn't. But you didn't listen to the chachamim. You see a chiddush from the Rambam that even the makas martis may not have been true if you're not being over that Metzias Arad. Now, let's say the Mig that we were talking about. If you didn't keep it, maybe you'll get a Marcus Martis. Do you see that double level there are buttons, but you see when you have the Marcus Martis, you disobey the Chachamim. Well, there's no Marcus Martis for that. So another idea. This idea of the two drop buttons. There's a Prima Gaudim and Zagdama in Psycho Gavellis. He says, Chiddish, he says, from an asmachta. We know the clause, Sovi Rabbanan Lekula. If you learn how to din from an asmachta, Rimugam says, nearly, doesn't mean he rises. If you have a Sovi, this din was derived from an asmachta. Now a Sovi arrives, he says, treat him like a Sovi derives a Gola Chumra. What does that mean, Manashov? Asmachta is only the money of it, isn't the right, sir? Maybe the Rimugam is saying, this kind of word, there's two types of Rabbanans. Normally here, Sovi Rabbanan Lekula, we always understood, yeah, the Chomes, it's Sovi Rabbanan Chomes, we can remake it, don't worry about it. Maybe the Prima Gaudim is being Mechadish, and the Rabbanan Dekaloch, if it doesn't have the Metzias Rav, this goes like the Nezivas. The longest way you can remake it is, it's not, you're not taking a risk of being Paikal in a Shama, don't be admired. It's a Sovi, okay. And the Rabbanan stemming from the Smachta, I thought it's only the Rabbanan. Over the might is coming to smachta. Coming to smachta is the pshat. You know what I said? The raisa. The gabi sveik is because there's that metzias of rab. That's machayev meisof. You have to be machmer. There's a certain chaymer in that drabon. It's only drabon. What's the chaymer? What makes it different? The teretz is because coming to smachta has that metzias of rab. In fact, like the famous ritva, smachta is the pshat that the Torah reached out the chodi mecharish. Not like the Rambam shita. There always be a Rambam, Sracham, and be Mechadish is din. That kind of Rabbanan carries that kind of Metzias Arad. Getting back to the Rebbeinu Yeruchim. We asked Rebbeinu Yeruchim, what's his raya? You see from a Rava, there's no bracha, Zeich LeMikdash. What do you mean? Because it's meaning to be him. By Sphere of Simon, he says, don't make the bracha on the Shuas, because it's Zeich LeMikdash. And Zeich LeMikdash, there's no bracha. The raya of a Rava, that's because it's meaning. What's bringing a rhyme? Here's the pshat. This right that we're saying in the Rambam, he's showing you, see from the Rambam, this musig from the Gemara. He unlike the Rambam sheet, the Gavi, these two drabonets. He understood, you see from that Gemara, that dinner brachas is only a bracha where there's a mitzias of taif. Like sheet, as Ram, he held like the Rambam, there would be a loisos and a minik too. So why is it a bracha? The Eretz says, because the Chum didn't make them mitzias of taif. If not mitzias, there's no nus of bracha they made on that. The Chum and Amachan is a bracha on that. He's saying, when it comes to Zeich Lemedish by Sfira, he says, there, no bracha. Why not? The Chum gave it, see what Zeich Lemedish do it. You see that musik from that man, the Yamar, if it doesn't have the Metzias of Taib, there's no bracha to that. So I just want to finish quick like this. The Isim, in Mikhail HaKhov from Rebbeis, the Isim says that the minig is saying he rots an after Sfira. He says, some have the minig, after you finish this Sfira, he rots, he want to base the Mikdash. He says, by Luhav, no reason. Why? Because you're doing a mice. There's an asir. That's his losha. Pasha pshat in the taste is much better. What? Here there's a physical mice, and here is not a physical mice. So what? That's the reason not to study your rots. Why should it be a chilek? And let's go back. We asked before on the Rebbein Yerucham. He says there's no bracha of zeichel and mikdash. What do you do with lulav? Zeichel and mikdash. That if you look at the losha of the man mehilchas lulav, the Rambam there is Meirach. He says in the Mikdash it was 7 days. In Medina it was Midrash 1, and we do it in Medina 7 days. Zeichel and Mikdash. He's Meirach there, and he says that there's a din derabbanan to take lulav the 6 days. Make a bracha on a tilas lulav, like we see. One of Yerachim Zake is Takana Dimarim Suka is to take Zeichel and Mikdash. Why is he Meirach so much? Say, there's a din. Zeichel Mikdash, take a look. I may make a bracha. He spells out, there's a mitzvah there on Bona to thank the Lord the 6 days. Therefore, make a bracha. And we see, Takanas Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, to make it the other days. And if you look at the Gemara in the Sukkah Mem Aleph, it's a funny Gemara. The Gemara says, take it all 6 days. Why? Say, Milayin. What means the boss can say for Yirmiyah? It doesn't say my kairach, zeichel mikdash gialok minayin. It doesn't say my rava minayin. The one sukkah goes out of its way. Where's the mocker zeichel? And the one bring the pasuk. Maybe that's the pshat. That Rebbeinu Yerucham understood that in zeichel mikdash, you have to know where and when, there's two zeichel mikdash. The times of zeichel mikdash is they made that with seers of taiv. That's a zeichel mikdash. Zeichel. Do it, but they didn't make it that mitzias of taif. So the Rambam is being married by lulav. By lulav, tzivu chachamim, because it's takana, they made a mitzias of lulav. That's not true. They made it. The same way we're saying that there's two types of in zeich lemigdish, there's two types of zeich lemigdish. That can be the pshat in Taisa Megillah. This doesn't mean to say zira sedi rotzen. By lulav is not necessary because there's a maisa. Because there's a physical maisa? No. What he means is, there's a maisa mitzvah. They made into a chefs of lulav. It doesn't require the chizik of saying the yirot. By the sphere, that's the point. It doesn't mean physical, not physical. But the tzur, the mitzvah, say the yirotzen. It's not the chesish of mitzvah. So, say the yirotzen, you want to base the mikdash. Look, there's an asiya. It has that chesivis by itself. That's not enough to be machayev. You don't need to say the yirotzen. It has its own chesivis by itself.